best decision that I made in 2024 was to get the bleep off of social media. Not being on social media has enhanced my life in so many ways. I just can't even articulate it on this show. And I'm not telling you what to do in your life. Social media to me just had become toxic. It wasn't making me a better person. I was focused on things that didn't matter. You're always trying to one-up somebody. You're looking at clicks. You're comparing your life to somebody else. That's the design. There's this constant cycle of men versus women, black versus white, Democrat versus Republican. You know, if you don't support my issues, you're a bigot, you're a racist. I just got tired of being on that carousel. And I got tired of eating from the trough of negativity. I just did not want that to be a part of my life. So I still have the Paragon 7 Studios page where we post content of the show. We want to drive traffic to Sirius XM 141. But you're not going to see Lance J personally on social media. You're not going to see what I got for Christmas or what type of car I'm driving or if my wife and I went on vacation. You're not going to see any of that. You're not going to know what's going on in my personal life. I'm not even going to tell you what business moves I'm making. Because over the years, I have posted a lot of stuff on LinkedIn about what I was doing with my business. You know, if I had a client, something like that. And that's not always the best move as well. So I'm really in a mode, I'm just trying to lay low, trying to be quiet, trying to mind my business, do the best that I can, be the best man that I can be, the best husband that I can be, the best son, the best grandson, and keep my life private, keep my business private. And it's interesting because I have a media company, and sometimes you leave a little bit of money on the table. If you're not out promoting, people want you to be a social media influencer, but I found out the last 3-4 months, I'd rather make less money and have peace. I think the older I get, the closer I get towards 50, I want peace more than I want money, more than I want peace and health. If you're healthy enough to get up in the morning and you're in your right mind, you go out and you run a couple miles and enjoy life and you have personal peace, you are rich. I don't care how much money you make. There's this concept that if you're a man, you don't make $100,000, whatever a year. I know a lot of people making like $400,000 or $500,000 a year. They're miserable. I don't aspire to be one of those people. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is every year around this time, I see this meme that gets on my nerves and it kind of triggers me. And I was on the Paragon 7 Studios page, just posting clips of the show, kind of catching up. We have some great co-hosts coming in next year. I'm so excited about next year. And I'm so grateful to people that have listened to the show and supported this move to Sirius. Just, you all have my eternal thanks and respect, appreciation, and affirmation. So we're kind of teeing up 2025, but I see this meme. It's the same meme that I've seen over and over and over and over and over again since like 2017. It's this gorgeous Nubian queen, and she's stepping into 2025 from 2024, and she's stepping over debt, she's stepping over racism, she's stepping over toxic relationships, she's stepping over everything that's holding her back, sexism, poor diet and exercise. And, you know, it's this beautiful woman. Either she has the skinny jeans on or she has the tight short dress on, but it's this beautiful, curvaceous woman with perfect hair, perfect eyelashes, high cheekbones, Nubian skin, Afrocentric jewelry, stiletto heels. And that meme triggers me for two reasons. First and foremost, 95% of people I see posting this, you don't look like her. So you're already delusional. You think that you identify with this woman that looks like that. And you don't look like that. And you probably never looked like that. But you think that she represents you, that she's part of your tribe, this cartoon image. That's me, sister. That's me. And that gets on my nerves because of the false representation. I know we live in a society where everything is filtered and you put a filter on the gram, you can make yourself look thinner, you can make yourself look taller. We have these balloon pop shows where 5 foot tall women say to 6 foot tall men, yeah, I'm just not really attracted to you. I only date guys that are 6'5 or taller. Like we have delusional people on all of these mediums of social media, which is part of the reason that I'm not on, is I'm not going to engage with that chicanery and foolishness, tomfoolery. But what also gets on my nerves is that most of the people I see posting about what they're stepping over, you've been posting this same thing for like five consecutive years. You still haven't got your relationships right? I thought you were stepping over toxic relationships in 2018. It's 2025. You're still on that. And these are the same people. It's just like, if you had put all your personal info out in the streets, I wouldn't know. But it's just like, you're trying to step over debt. But then you just posted that you bought a new Louis Vuitton bag. And that's fine. It's your money. You do whatever you want to do with your money. But you also posted back in July that you needed a GoFundMe because you had a personal situation and a health crisis. And you're trying to solicit people to give you money to manage your health crisis. Make it make sense. It seems to me that the people that post the most about who's narcissistic and who's delusional and who's a sociopath, these are people who are narcissistic, delusional, and sociopath. So this triggered me. So I'm going to do something. I don't usually go negative on Lanchester Radio Network. But I want to talk about, this is the top five dead or alive. These are people that really got on my nerves in 2024. And I'm just hoping, like I said, I'm off social media. I'm trying to move away from these topics in 2025. I've had enough. I just want peace and to have a successful radio show and to be erudite and to grow and continue to build this audience on 141. But I'm tired of some of these topics. I'm tired of some of these people. So like New Yorkers say, yo, pack him up, son. Like, I'm done. So cue the music. Number five, WNBA fans. I'm a huge supporter of the W. I've been a season ticket holder to the Phoenix Mercury. I like to see women running up and down the court, carving people up, J-ing people up, baseline, mid-range, splashing it up from three. I know that there's not much dunking in the WNBA. I'm not one of those guys that says that it's a slow, non-athletic league. I just don't believe in that. In fact, it's harder to get in the WNBA than it is to get in the NBA. There are only 120 slots. So you can be really elite. You can be a great college basketball player and not get into the WNBA. Even someone like Angel Reese, if Angel Reese blows her knee out and can't rebound anymore, she doesn't have a lot of offensive talent. She could be out of the league in 5 years. That's how difficult the WNBA is. I like Caitlin Clark. I like Asia Wilson. I like Kelsey Plum. Sabrina Ionescu. I want to see all of these ladies get shoe deals and get the bag and get money. Nothing would make me happier than to see these women pulling up in Ferraris and Bugattis and getting $5 million a year contracts if the demand is there. But what I did not sign up for was a race war and a gender war. I didn't sign up for Monica McNutt telling me on the Four Letter Network how I should consume women's sports and that I should bow down and capitulate and be obsequious to women. I didn't sign up for that. I just wanted to come home after working 70 hours a week, fire up the TV, and have myself some dinner and a beverage and enjoy the entertainment of women's basketball. They turned into something else. I didn't sign up to be a crusader for women's rights. I didn't sign up for Ida B. Wells or some type of movement where I'm going to be lectured about how awful it is to be a man and all of these parallel things that I'm not interested in. And all of that foolishness made the WNBA less entertaining for me. I'm just not going to watch it next year. I don't care. Number four, Kanye West. I'm not going to get into some of the things that he said and the inflammatory views that he has on a myriad of topics, because it's just not my business and I don't really care. And quite frankly, discussing it on this show, it ain't gonna make my sponsors happy. It's not gonna make SiriusXM channel 141 happy. It's not gonna better or advance my career. But I dislike that Kanye West thinks that it's my job as a consumer to support him in his battles with the various companies that he's offended and have pulled the plug on him. And that had nothing to do with me. I don't care about that. That's a you problem. I have six pairs of your shoes in my closet. A couple of them cost more than a rack. I've supported you. I bought nine of your albums, and the last three of them sucked. I've done everything I could do. Don't try to come at me and say that I got to support you in your personal battles with if you sold your soul or not and your record deals and you can't what you can get and what you can't get and if you're being exploited and if Adidas stole your sketches. I don't care about that. That's none of my business. It's not my job as a black man. You're trying to basically say, Kanye West is basically saying that if I don't support his billionaire status and if I don't contribute to his billionaire status, that I'm against the development and advancement of black people. Why don't you just shut the bleep up and collect your money and maybe you wouldn't have some of the problems that you have. But it bothers me when people try to play out their legal issues on social media. You try to put that on your fans, man. I just show up for the entertainment. I came to the concert to hear you sing some of the old hits from College Dropout and Twisted Fantasy. I didn't come to be lectured about the development and advancement of African-American people and black billionaires. Number three, Dr. Umar. Now I don't really talk about Dr. Umar. Now I don't really care about Dr. Umar. And I'm not really an individual that's looking to hate or call out or clout chase. But who died and made this man the gatekeeper for interracial dating? Who is Dr. Umar to tell someone who they should love or who they should cohort with? Why is he always inserting himself into somebody else's personal business? Like, why do you care? Dr. Umar is like my age. Like, he's almost 50 years old. Why do you care who Bronny James dates or some of these other people that are dating, quote, snow bunnies? What does that have to do with you? Shouldn't you be focused on that school that you've been building the last 15 years that we see no receipts on? And some people just build their careers out of sidling up to someone who's more famous than them and criticizing them. And I just think that the archaic view that if you are black, you can't date someone out of your race. And if you do that, that you're somehow disenfranchising other black people. I just think that that's insane. It's archaic and it doesn't have any value. And the irony is, I almost am 100% sure that if you went into Dr. Umar's DMs and his personal information, I guarantee you that there are a lot of Karens, there are a lot of Beckys, and a lot of Cindys in his own personal account. Number two, and it's hard for me, and she's really close to number one, but Amanda Seales just really gets on my nerves, man. And Amanda Seales is beautiful. She's talented. She's much smarter than me. And she'll tell you that she's much smarter than me and you and everybody else. But Amanda Seales, she's the gold medalist in the Victim Olympics. Every time I turn on, well, when I was on social media, every time I turned social media on, Amanda Seales was complaining not just about her legal issues or getting fired from the radio because she's been fired a whole bunch of times or getting fired from TV shows or not getting along with her co-host, which they're people. She's a brilliant person. Sometimes brilliant individuals have trouble getting along with other people. They might not have the same social skills. But if she's self-diagnosing herself with Asperger's, that's where I'm just like, yo, you didn't go to a doctor for that? Like, you just self-DX'd? Like, that's where you're getting into a different level of insanity. Like, Amanda Seales, when she was on Shannon Sharp, she said that Shannon Sharp bullied her. She's complaining that she went to a party that she wasn't invited to. And people said, well, you can't come in. And because someone disagrees with her, they're either less intelligent because she's smarter than everyone, or they're a racist, or they're a colorist. It's just like, this is a diabolical mind. And I want to see her succeed. She's a great actress. She's a very talented person. But sometimes people think that they're more important and relevant than they are. Like, just show up and say your lines, get your money, and keep it pushing. You have a radio show, you got a podcast, do what you do, and keep it pushing. But I'm not engaged with your victim mentality. And I don't really care if your co-stars dislike you. It has nothing to do with me. And then finally, number one, that would be Drake. Drake, he's put up Elvis numbers. He's put up Michael Jackson numbers. You can't take that away from Drake. And Drake's a very talented artist. Drake, whether you like his music or don't like his music, his hits, even after getting destroyed by Kendrick Lamar, Drake puts up bigger numbers than Kendrick. And he's always going to put up bigger numbers than Kendrick. He's kind of maximized hip hop and making it kind of more into pop music. And so I'm not hating on him, man. He said on Family Matter, he said the last deal was 400 M's. So good for you. But Drake is just so annoying. And it's bad enough that he got smoked by Kendrick. But this guy sued over a rap beef. And the funny thing is, I don't even care that he sued over a rap beef. Because somebody called me a pedo, I would sue also. But if you listen to Drake's bars, he actually said, quote, a cease and desist is for hoes. So he said in his bars, if you sue me over this beef, you know, he's questioning Kendrick's manhood if you sue over the beef. But he sued over the beef. That's just insane. Like, Drake is the dude. Yo, Drake used to get, I remember seeing Drake was in layup line at Midnight Madness for Kentucky. Like, he had a Kentucky, he was in full regalia. Like, he had the Kentucky gear on. Like, he was in layup line with Devin Booker. He was in a layup line with Boogie Cousins. Like, this is the type of guy, Drake uses his celebrity and his money to live out this fantasy camp in real life. And it's just hilarious. Drake is so annoying. I just hope in 2025, he takes his money, he cashes out his catalog. His catalog's got to be worth north of $1 billion. Yo, just take your catalog, cash it out, go buy an island somewhere, and enjoy your family. And that's my top five dead or alive. Thanks for listening to the Last Day Radio Show this year. I love y'all. I appreciate you. And we'll see you back in January. A2R Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
There ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new. A bastard child at the age of 16 get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
ever. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way. And it's my moment, so I just gotta say.
Skyrizi may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.